我们在这个灵恩会期间，也是主所祝福的安息圣日，我们一起来向天上的真神献上我们的祷告。
This is our special convocation and also the Holy Sabbath. Let us offer up our prayers to God.
就像刚才所唱的诗歌所说的，这是一个美好的祷告的时刻。
And just like the hymn we have just sung, it is a beautiful hour of prayer.
我们在这里可以将我们一切的需要，我们任何的困难，向我们天上的真神来诉说。
We can tell God our every need.
我们每一个人可能心里面有很多的愁苦。
We might have many bitterness in our heart.
但是这些愁苦，神他都知道。
But God knows it.
问题是我们愿不愿意把这些我们心里面的负担都把它放在他的面前来。
The problem is whether or not we are willing to cast our burdens upon him.
如果我们愿意向这位慈爱神来吐露我们的苦情，我们会发现我们这些愁苦，其实神都要帮我们担待。
If we tell our grievances to this God, then He will bear all our burdens.
我们现在请翻开诗篇102篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 102.
诗篇102篇。
Psalms 102.
这是一篇困苦人的祷告。
This is a prayer of the afflicted.
这些困苦人，他们在各方面，不管在肉体上，在心灵上，在他们的灵性上，以及在对外的仇敌上，他都觉得我需要神的帮助。
This afflicted man who is afflicted emotionally, physically, and spiritually needs the help of the Lord.
那他一开头他就跟神这样呼吁。
And in the beginning, he proclaims this to God.
第一节，主啊，求你听我的祷告，容我的呼求达到你面前。
One, hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you.
第二节，我在极难的日子，求你向我侧耳，不要向我掩面。我呼求的日子，求你快快应允我。
Two, do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble. Incline your ear to me in the day that I call. Answer me speedily.
这里一开头就是我们这篇诗的主题，就是求主来听我的祷告。
In the beginning of Psalms 103 is the message that is, Hear my prayer, O Lord.
当时候我们在这个102篇的那个说明里面，他特别说是困苦人在发昏的时候，向来在神面前吐露苦情的祷告。
And in the description of Psalms 102, it tells us that this is a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and pours out his complaint before the Lord.
这个困苦是各方面的，所以他这个困苦人就是他现在是贫穷人。在神面前，他觉得他是贫穷人，他是承受很多压力的人。
This prayer of the afflicted is one who is afflicted in many aspects.
他发昏的时候，就是说他已经不知道方向了。这个时候，他最愁苦的时候，在神面前倾心吐意。
He is overwhelmed because he doesn't know his direction, so he pours out his complaint before the Lord.
所以我们来看看。这样的一个祷告，就是我们应该向神的祷告。
This is a prayer that we must make before God.
那他祈求神在这个他极难的日子，他呼求的日子，能够垂听他的祈求。
He prays to God and pleads with God to listen to his prayer in the day of trouble.
因为他这个时候，他跟神的祈求真的是诚心实意的，非常的真诚，而且是真的非常的迫切。主啊，我需要你的帮助。
He is sincerely crying out to the Lord for help.
第三节这样说。
Verse 3.
他说，因为我的年日如烟云消灭，我的骨头如火把烧着。
3. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned like a hearth.
这是他在陷入绝境的时候，他已经觉得他的年日已经就要消灭了，他的生命就像就已经要消失了。
And he believes this is the ending of his life.
他说我的骨头像火把在烧啊。
He feels like his bones are burned like a hearth.
随时都会被烧光光了，就这样子化为灰烬了。
And at any point they can become ashes.
这个就是我们今天我们其实在这个人生当中，我们难免会遇到这种情况。
And in life, it is we most likely encounter this kind of feeling.
陷入我们觉得没有路可以走的一个境界。
We'll feel that we are at the end of the road.
从第四节开始，我们来看这个困苦人，他经历这四方面的心灵、肉体上的困难。
From verse 4, we'll read about how this person is afflicted physically and emotionally.
第四节说，我的心被伤，如草枯干，甚至我忘记吃饭。
4. My heart is stricken and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread.
表示说他现在心碎掉了，像枯干的草一样，已经没有生命了。
His heart is so broken to the point that it is like withered grass.
他已经茶饭都不思了，就是也都吃不下饭了。
And he has no appetite.
这个表示我们一个人心灵在忧伤的时候，真的是像这样子。
When a man is truly sorrowful, this is what happens to him.
你看一个忧虑的人，他就是他什么都没有兴趣，连吃饭睡觉他都觉得他都不需要了。
When a man is in worry or in anxiety, he does not even want to eat or sleep.
一个人的心如果死掉了，像死掉一样，就是像行尸走肉。
If a man is his heart is dead, he is like the walking dead.
接下来第五节。
Verse 5.
因为我哀哼的声音，我的肉紧贴骨头。
Because of the sound of my groaning, my bones cling to my skin.
这个其实在说明这样的一个心灵从心灵所引起的，包括变成他肉体的病痛。
And this suffering of his emotions has affected his physical body also.
所以他现在在肉体也在受苦。
So he's afflicted in the body.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我如同旷野的替父，我好像荒场的枭鸟。
I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert.
第七节，我警醒不睡，我像房顶上孤单的麻雀。
7. I lie awake and am like a sparrow alone on the housetop.
你看他这里所描述的就是他在一个很孤单无助的环境底下。
This describes that he is in an environment that is very lonely.
是在旷野，在荒场里面孤单的一只鸟，他不知道他的同伴在哪里，他也不知道他到底要飞向何处。
He is a lone bird in the wilderness with no companions and no direction.
他心灵其实是很孤单、很寂寞、很恐惧的。
He is lonely and helpless and scared.
那这个替父跟枭鸟，这个都是在当时候旧约时代里面不洁净的鸟。
Pelicans and owls are considered unclean animals in the Old Testament.
那这个是在旷野里面荒场中的枭鸟，意思是说他们其实在他说我像这个不洁净，好像是不被人家接纳的，不被是神认为不洁净的，我好像觉得自己是被遗弃的一样。
And when he says he is like a pelican, it is like he feels like he can be accepted by no one, and he has been abandoned by God.
他警醒不睡，他没办法睡觉，人在恐惧当中啊，睡不着觉的不安呢、啊。
He cannot fall asleep because he's under fear.
他说像房顶上孤单的麻雀。
Like a sparrow alone on the housetop.
这个说明一个人心灵的忧伤。
This speaks of someone's greatest sorrow.
这是我们今天在这个生活当中也会经历的情景。
This is something that will happen to all of us at some point.
我们有时候人很怕孤单。
We all fear to be alone.
一个人在一个空空荡荡的房子里面，我们有时候觉得哇，就觉得好像人觉得很不没有安全感。
We feel like we are not safe alone in a big house.
所以有人会害怕。
So some people become fearful.
那就需要朋友来填满我们的生活。
And we feel the need for friends to fill our lives.
那可是朋友又不见得每一个人都是真诚的。
But some friends are not true friends.
现在第八节。他面对一个情况就是仇敌。
In verse 8, he enters another situation.
这是第四个苦。
This is the fourth affliction.
我的仇敌终日辱骂我，向我猖狂人指着我咒诅咒。
8. My enemies reproach me all day long. Those who deride me swear an oath against me.
这是仇敌的攻击，指名道姓的咒诅，然后跟你作对。
The enemies go against you deliberately and curse you.
这是这个困苦人他当时候所面对的情景。
This is the situation that this person is facing.
我们生活当中有时候会有类似的情况吗？
We might encounter similar situations in our lives.
那现在怎么办？
But what should we do?
我们要求神来怜悯。
We must ask God to show mercy.
第九节，我吃过炉灰，如同吃饭；我所喝的与眼泪掺杂。
9. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping.
第十节，
10.
这都因为你的恼恨和愤怒，你把我拾起来，又把我摔下去。
Because of your indignation and your wrath, for you have lifted me up and cast me away.
第十一节，我的年日如日影偏斜，我也如草枯干。
My days are like a shadow that lengthens, and I wither away like grass.
这里在说明他现在忧伤懊悔。
Here it describes that he is in sorrow and he is indignant.
因为他这个吃炉灰，吃过炉灰，表示他是在懊悔他的过去的错误。
He is grieving his past offenses.
他眼泪表示他伤心，但是他自己无力，没有办法脱离这个困境。
He is weeping because he is sorrowful, but he is helpless.
他认为在当时候的作者，他认为说他这样的苦境是神在熬炼他，神对他发怒。
He believes that God has given tribulation because God is angry with him.
所以他现在求神能够释怀，不要对他生气。
So he prays that God will not be angry with him anymore.
求神，你不要跟我对我发恼怒了，不要把我拿起来又摔下去，我承受不住了。
Please do not lift me up and cast me away.
然后，因为我的生命短暂，我的生命就像日影偏斜，很快就不见了。
Because my life is not very long.
那现在他祈求神，祷告求神给他信心。
And he prays for faith.
他求神来怜悯他。
For mercy.
这个就是这个第一段，他这个困苦人，他向神呼求，神啊，你求你听我祷告，怜悯我。
This is the cry of the afflicted person to God.
那这个我们现在祷告会的时候，我们来想想这一段的信息。
So when we pray, let's think about the message of this passage.
有时候我们可能会在当中有一些情况是适合我们的。
Maybe some situations are similar to ours.
我们利用这个时间来向神这样呼吁，主啊，求你听我的祷告。
Let's make use of this time and cry out to God, hear my prayer, O Lord.
我们愿意在他面前来倾心吐意，来将我们所一切我们所经历的向神诉说。
Let's pour out our grievances and our sorrows before Him.
那但是有时候我们会发现说，我们永远会发现我们为自己祷告都不够。
But we always feel that one person who is praying for himself is not enough.
也就是说，我们永远觉得说，我为自己祷告都没时间了。
We feel like our prayers are not.
因为我太多愁苦，我太多需要神来帮助。
Because I have too many sorrows and too many needs.
但是这个102篇的诗篇呢，他现在引导我们进入另外一个方向。
But this Psalm chapter 102 leads us into a different direction.
我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
他说：“唯你主必存到永远，你可纪念的名也存到万代。”
But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations.
十三节。
13.
你必起来连续其安，因现在是可怜他的时候，日期已经到了。
You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come.
十四节。
14.
你的仆人原来喜悦他的石头，可怜他的尘土。
For your servants take pleasure in her stones and show favor to her dust.
这里其实我们看到他的祷告突然转个方向，他祷告是为了这个锡安，为了神的圣城在祷告的。
And here the prayer has a different direction. He is now praying for the holy city and praying for Zion.
他相信神必然施恩。
He believes that God will give mercy.
当我们看到这一段的时候，我们就会发现原来这一首诗歌，它是在他们被掳归回以后。他们经历了这个 国破家亡的境界，现在他们回来重建圣殿以后，现在求神再一次的怜悯锡安。
And this is the psalm of the Israelites when they have returned from captivity and they have set up their temple and they ask God to show them mercy once again.
那现在他这里的重点就是让我们看到，他要祈求神来施恩听他祷告的时候，他现在把他这个他自己的苦把它放在一边，先去关心神的这个神的家，神的教，神的锡安城。
When he is afflicted, he puts his own sorrows aside and prays for the holy city of God in Zion.
他相信神的名一定会存到永远，不会被忘记，也不会被消灭。
He believes the people of God will never be extinguished.
所以神的慈爱永远存在。
God's mercy lasts forever.
在他日期满足的时候，他会再一次的施怜悯，眷顾锡安。
And in the set time, God will have mercy on Zion.
他现在过去曾经这个神所爱的这个国度成为废墟，被攻灭，这些人都被掳死亡。
The kingdom of God was once taken captive of, and the people were taken.
但是神的怜悯不会改变。
But the mercy of God is unchanging.
哦，所以他现在祈求神再一次的施恩啊，他为这个神的国度来祷告。
He asks God to have mercy once again and prays for the people of God.
第十五节。
15.
列国要敬畏主的名，世上诸王都敬畏你的荣耀。
15. So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory.
16节。
16.
因为神建造了锡安，在他荣耀里显现。
For the Lord shall build up Zion; he shall appear in his glory.
17节。
17.
他垂听穷人的祷告，并不藐视他们的祈求。
He shall regard the prayer of the destitute, and shall not despise their prayer.
这里在说明神他是有公义的神。
He describes that God is a God of justice.
列邦他们要敬畏神的名。
All the nations shall respect the name of the Lord.
因为神要再重建他的国度，然后让他的荣耀再次显现。
Because he will establish his kingdom and appear in his glory.
他祈求神来垂听这个困苦人的祷告。
And he asks God to hear the prayer of the destitute.
一起再来关心来兴旺这个神的家。
And to make the house of God prosperous.
我们看到这里，我们来思想我们今天祷告什么。
Let us think about what we are going to pray about today.
我们每一个人，我们可能都有很多需要。我们在困苦当中，我们需要神的怜悯。
We are all needy, and we have our own afflictions.
但其实，我们如果从十二节这一段去看到一个信息
，But we see a message from verse 12.
我们就会发现，当我们大众人都要为教会祷告的时候
，When everyone prays for the church,
为了神的荣耀、神的名祷告。
Pray for the glory and for the name of God.
那么我们的困苦需要神自然要为我们安慰，神要施恩祝福我们。
Then God will comfort us in our affliction and give us all our needs.
因为当时候百姓他们的所有的福气都跟这个锡安有关系，跟神的国度有关系的。
Because all the blessings of the Israelites were related to Zion.
同样的，今天我们的每一切，我们的生活都跟我们的教会有关系。
Likewise, every aspect of our lives is connected to our church.
所以当我们的教会真的兴旺，我们的教会同心合意，弟兄姐妹一起啊为这个福音努力的同时，我们每一个人的生活，每一个家庭都被神照顾。
When our church is united in the gospel and we are prosperous, then God will bless every family.
那我们个人的这一些需要，我们的困难，神就一一为我们解除。
Then God will take care of our individual needs.
因为神其实他都在垂听眷顾我们每一件事情，我们的心思意念，每一件任何的细节他都知道清清楚楚。
Because God knows all our actions and our thoughts.
现在神就是在等候我们愿不愿意把这个方向转向来关心神的家，来关心他的荣耀，他的名。
He is only waiting to see if we are willing to focus our direction towards His house and His church.
那这样子，我们会再一次的体验，哇，神真的是慈爱又怜悯的神。
Then we will once again experience that God is a God of mercy and love.
我们在跟他倾心吐意，在跟他呈现我们的困难的同时，我们在关心啊神的这个家，然后呢，神的荣耀，当这个神的家被建立以后，我们每一个在里面的人都因着这样得福。
When the house of God is established, everyone who is part of it will be blessed.
用这样的一个信息放在心里面，我们现在一起来祷告。
With this message in heart, let us pray together.
我们首先在我们的祷告里面跟神倾心吐意，我们每一个人的困难都跟他说。
Let us first give to God all our sorrows and afflictions.
我们小朋友在祷告的时候，我们要求圣灵。
And for the young kids, let's pray for the Holy Spirit.
我们求圣灵一定是要很迫切的，很真的，就是说，主啊，我需要圣灵帮助我。
We must pray earnestly and pray to God, telling Him that we need the Holy Spirit to help us.
专心的祷告。
And to pray with diligence.
那有时候我们要为我们的朋友祷告。
Let us also pray for our friends.
我们有好多的弟兄姐妹经历是为其他人祷告求圣灵的时候，自己得圣灵了。
There are many other brothers and sisters who have experienced receiving the Holy Spirit during intercession for others.
我们有时候为别人祷告、为教会祷告的时候，我们的困难神帮我们解决了。
When we are praying for the church or the problems of others, God will solve our own problems.
这个叫做圣灵里面的奇妙。
And this is some marvels of the Holy Spirit.
这也是神他要我们做的事。
This is what God wants us to do.
当我们先去关心别人的时候。神过来关心我们。
When we show concern for others first, God will show concern for us.
所以我们彼此代祷。
Let us pray for one another.
我们在求圣灵的时候，为我们的在求圣灵的朋友祷告。
Let us pray for all our friends.
那我们会体验到在神里面很奇妙。
then we will discover and experience that how marvelous God is.
用这样的一个心情啊，认识我们一起来祈求神来带领我们灵会晚上的布道会。
With this mindset, let's ask God to guide tonight's evangelical service.
我们一定会经历神给我们的恩惠。
We will surely experience the grace that God has given us.
我们会感受到哦，在神的家里面真好。
We will feel how wonderful it is to be in the house of God.
愿意接受按手祷告的，我们到前面来，我们请教会的长执传道一起给我们按手帮助。
If you are willing to receive laying of hands, please come forward, and we will ask our ministers to lay hands.
我们大家一起同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.